Brisbane Wakes Up with Steph, Abby and Matt on B105.
Hi there, you've downloaded today's podcast. Great job, everybody. You've made a brilliant choice.
You certainly have. Sorry, I was just reading a bio for an upcoming interview we're doing with the wonderful Mel Buddle. But yes, she's back for Great Australian Bake Off. Do you bake?
No, I don't. Oh, I mean, I bake when Eden needs her time filled, my four-year-old. But that is just grabbing a $5 packet and whacking together stuff. I like to cook. Actually, you know what I have started making, which I need to bring in for you? Chili jam.
Ooh, yeah, I'll take your chili jam.
I got two chili bushes at home, and they've been going off their chops. So I've been making chili jam.
How do you do that?
All sorts of, you just sort of chop up the chilies, bit of sugar, you can use a bit of soy sauce and stuff, and you kind of cook it on the fry pan. I just go into Pinterest and find a recipe, but I'll bring you some in.
I want to get into drying meat.
Yeah, I've got a friend who used to do that.
Yeah. Because apparently my air fryer does dehydrate as well.
Yeah.
And jerky is, like, so expensive.
Yeah. I know it's real jerky, the packet stuff, but, like, homemade jerky is unbelievable compared to the stuff you get that's probably been in a packet for about 6 months.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot more work.
No, I'm going to do it.
Give it a go.
Yeah, I'm going to make some jerky and I'll bring it in.
Chicken jerky?
Yeah.
Can you have chicken? Surely you can't have chicken jerky.
I think you can.
Because what? It's usually just beef.
Well, you do beef, pork.
Pork jerky?
Pork jerky. Yeah. Chicken jerky. Hang on. Chicken. I reckon you can jerk anything. I accidentally typed chicken jerky.
I think you can get chicken jerky, but I'm sure, I think it's mainly for
dogs.
Animals.
Yeah, it looks like it's for dogs. Yeah.
Chicken jerky for humans? For humans. Natural chicken jerky. Yeah, I don't know. Can you get it for humans?
Is chicken jerky safe to eat? Yes, as long as you make sure it reaches an internal temperature of 165 degrees Fahrenheit when drying, it will be safe.
Right.
There you go. I probably won't start with chicken.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't recommend it.
Fish, I reckon.
Do you know, I had a raw prawn on the holidays.
Right. Is that bad?
Well,
I don't eat prawns.
Well, usually you got to eat. I've never had a raw prawn, but my uncle, his wife, well, my auntie, is from Laos.
Yep.
And we had a get together at their place for New Year's Eve. They had this, like, all of her friends from Thailand and stuff, they were all there. And beautiful food. It was amazing.
The food would have been amazing.
Oh, it was incredible. And they eat raw prawns.
Right.
And when I saw it, I was like, oh, do you want these barbecued? They're like, no, you eat them like that.
Wow.
And like raw, which makes sense because sashimi, you're like, oh, yeah, raw fish. But it just feels weird. It almost felt illegal to be eating it.
Have you ever had raw beef?
I have tried it, yeah,
before. It's a weird one to get your head around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, eating a raw prawn. I mean, I'm like you. I'm not huge on seafood, so I wasn't amazed by it. But yeah, they put it in like a chili vinegar thing and then eat it raw.
No.
But it's just weird, isn't it?
Yeah, raw food in general.
Yeah, it is bizarre.
It is weird.
All right, in today's podcast, Abs, we get her COVID diary. She's in isolation at the moment. So we'll hear from her. Rita Ora joins us.
Yes, and you'll find out why my wife has some animal in her.
Some what?
Animal in her. Animal in her.
She's married to you, big guy.
Hey.
Hey, all right, let's get into it. Here's the podcast.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Try not to get mad.
You're that mad?
No, you're mad, but listen.
I'm very mad!
Hey, Matty, you brought this to the table, something that you saw on TikTok where people call family members and get them to believe something has happened and they get mad. I.e., I put diesel in the petrol car and now it's broken. Why did you do that? Boom. Hey, it was just jokes.
Yeah, because whenever someone says, okay, don't get mad, and Esther always does that, she says to me, she goes, I've got something to tell you, and then she has a big long pause, and I always say to her, I go, the longer you wait, the more the steam, like, just say, bad news, boom.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, don't let it simmer.
Well, she didn't let it simmer because, let's be honest, you haven't had the best start to 2022. No, it's been a pretty rough year from the get-go. And one of the things that happened was your cat, Popcorn Chow Meow, that you got to name, was your one rule when you got a cat. you brought this story to the table about Popcorn.
I had to pay $4,500 for my cat that got bitten by a brown snake.
And he said, that's it. He's spending no more.
No more.
I can't, like, that was our savings got cleaned out. Mm. So if I have to spend another $5,000, it'll have to go on the credit card.
Yep. And you're quite down. And a lot of people say, don't kick a man while he's down. But I say, well, your foot's right there. It's actually easier. So over the weekend, we got in contact with your lovely partner, Esther. And we said, hey, he has said that he is not spending any more money on this cat. Wouldn't it be interesting if the cat had another incident?
Now, can I just say, when she decided to have this conversation with me,
yes.
I was in the middle of a cleaning frenzy and I was vacuuming.
That comes up.
So I was already, you know, when you're like cleaning intensely,
yes.
You're already a bit on edge you're anyway. It's like, why is there so much filth in this joint?
You know what you're going? You're going, none of this is mine.
Yes, that's exactly right.
None of this is, I've cleaned up everything. None of it.
Yes.
None of it is mine. So we got Esther to put Popcorn away and say that he had had another little incident.
The vet at Oxley just rang me. They have Popcorn. Someone's taken him there. They need to put him on a drip. They're not really sure what's wrong with him. What?
You're joking me, right?
No. Stop vacuuming. Talk to me. What do you want me to do?
I don't care what you do. It's your cat. Your problem.
No. It's not. Stop vacuuming. What do you want me to do?
I don't care what you do, but let me tell you this. If it costs another $5,000, I'm going to sell the TV to pay for it.
I don't watch TV.
Well, I'm going to sell everything in this house because I'm not spending any more money on it. We're probably going to have to sell the house or pay for it.
How's you pulling out the big guns? I'll sell that TV. And then such a mature response. I don't watch TV.
No, that's what it's... Now, for the record, the TV is the TV Esther picked. It's a ginormous television. And whenever people come in, they're like, oh, I love your TV, Matty. I'm like, no, Esther wanted that. I wanted the cheap one.
Well, now it can come in handy to save your cat. So the big question was whether it goes on the drip at the hospital or not.
Oh, no. What did I say?
You don't take this very well at all.
They're putting him on the drip. If he doesn't improve in the next little bit, they're going to send him back to the hospital one. But that's only if he doesn't improve. It could just be that he was dehydrated. He could be just dehydrated or something.
What is wrong with it? What did they say is wrong with it?
He was just very limp.
So he's been bitten by another snake?
Well, we don't know. I don't know.
What?
It could be anything. He could have...
Infected with being a dish.
You know the kids love the cat.
That's not the problem. I said if the cat gets out, we actually don't have any money. We spent all of our savings... I'm going to Gladstone, and the last time the cat decided to be a dumbass, I wouldn't even spend $600 every 12 hours for me to be in a hospital. I'd just stay home and deal with it. This is the exact reason, Esther, why I didn't want to get an animal. Because this is all that happens. You fall in love with them, and then they go and do dumb shit, then you've got to pay for it.
So you do love them?
No, you do. You do, not me.
No, you do too.
It's not staying in there for another 3 days. I can tell you that now.
Got my real dad voice on it here, don't I? 100%. I'm telling you that now.
100%. And what a humanitarian. You know, there's Peter, there's the WWF, and then there's Maddie.
And can I just tell, I want everyone to know the full story.
Mm.
Our fridge has broken.
Oh, yeah.
And the day before... We had been and we purchased a new fridge, and that was $2,700. 2 weeks ago, our dryer also broke. We had to buy another dryer.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just, we're in at our house at the moment, just that thing of everything's giving up.
Yeah.
Everything's breaking.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cat.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's like even the appliances are like, oh, screw this 2022. But, you know, I think we've tormented you enough. It was time for Esther to come clean.
Hey, baby, are you in here? Look what I've got. Look what I've got.
You're not even funny.
Do you want to give him a little cuddle?
No, I do not.
He's fine. It was a prank. I was joking. He's perfectly fine. He was locked in the spare room. I love you.
Go away. I still don't like that cat.
You love him.
Were you using the vacuum to dry your tears there, Rainy Face?
At that point, I cracked the... so hard, I went out the back and started cleaning out my shed. So that was the leaf blower. I was blowing blowing dust out of the shed. I was like, I have to get out of this house because I am seething right now. So I went to the furthest point away. Very funny for all of you.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
We are a woman down this morning.
We are a woman down, and we will be a woman down for the majority of the week because Abby and her clan have come down with the vid.
So she, you know what's interesting too is she did a rat.
Yeah.
Or a rat test, as you're meant to call them. She did one Tuesday last week, negative.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Thursday did a PCR and was positive. So it's hard to tell at the moment whether you get a false negative or maybe you just, it's not showing up yet in there. No one really knows. But while Abs is in isolation with the family, each day she's going to do a little COVID diary with us. Let's check in and see how she went on Friday.
Friday, 9:23 a.m.
So today is day one. Got a positive result and went and got the kids tested really early this morning. So we're waiting for results. I'm probably the worst in the household. Scotty's not too bad. Jagger went and got a test. What are you wearing at the moment?
Nothing.
So Jagger is convinced that for the whole 7 days he's not going to wear clothes. And do I believe him? Yes, I do. He calls himself Nude Boy.
11:36.
7 days we're going to be together. Where's Scott? Out the front.
No.
12:41.
Daddy, call us on a poo.
Good boy.
I want Daddy to change it.
You want Daddy to change it? Okay, I love you.
I love you too, Mummy.
Oh, you're so cute.
Saturday, 11:05.
Who is feeling sick?
Me. Do not know.
Yeah, he's got a bit of a cough.
Oh, yeah. All right. Now you just coughed in my face to prove it. Thank you. Well, it ends up we did get the test results and everyone has COVID.
Everyone. How's that, boys? Well, boy. Where's the other one?
Boys. Yeah.
Koa. You got COVID, Koa.
But luckily we all have it because otherwise you have to self-isolate and I don't know if we can isolate in this family when we wrestle and sleep on everyone's personal space.
Sunday, 10 a.m.
I'm just feeling annoyed that I got it the worst.
Yep, true.
Your mother, my mother-in-law, said that it's because people with better metabolisms don't get COVID symptoms. Yeah. So that's what she told me.
Yeah,
so
I've got a better metabolism.
I guess chubby wubby Abby over here.
Monday, 6:30 a.m.
I got COVID, Mummy.
Yeah, who else has COVID?
Finaya and you and Daddy and Sugar and me.
Mm.
We all have what?
COVID.
Yeah, COVID.
Oh, of course. COVID.
It makes it sound like a good thing. Yes. Yay!
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Fun times at my house at the moment, actually. My poor wife is not in a good way. She had dental surgery last Friday. No, the Friday before, so a week ago. And it was quite a hectic operation. You've recently undergone dental surgery.
Yeah, I had four wisdom teeth removed and a cyst. And strangely, I've had my ankle surgery and got metal and stuff put in it. Mm. I was more scared of the teeth part of it. I don't know what it is. Mentally, anything to do with our mouths and our teeth, we always freak out.
Well, I think also the fact with that is there is, like, ankles, yes, but teeth seem to hurt more than any other part of the body when there's something wrong with them.
Well, and I guess it's the eating. My biggest concern is how will I nom a Zinger Burger?
Yes. My wife has been on a lot of soups. A lot of soups. Because she actually had, she needed to get a new tooth. So they had to take a tooth out. And then the jawbone, I think, wasn't strong enough to accept another tooth in. So they had to actually graft some, apparently they used bovine and equine bone, which is cow and horse.
Now, this absolutely just astonishes me.
Mm.
One, that they can use an animal to do that. But two, that they couldn't just use a cow or a horse. Do you know why they had to use the two of them?
I don't know why they use both. But maybe it's a mixture of both And then they put it, you know, like they grind, I don't know, grind it down and reshape it.
Does that bone then connect to her human bone and then it all grows together?
Yes.
Or is it just false?
No, it goes in. So that's the thing. She's still in a fair bit of pain and the doctor's been amazing.
Yeah.
And actually, because she called the doctor yesterday, so that the pain isn't coming down. And the doctor said, well, I'll prescribe you some more painkillers. And I said, well, I'll go get them so you can stay home. And when I went up to the pharmacy, the doctor was there. And she's like, I am so sorry. I'm like, what do you mean? And she goes, I'm the one that did it. I'm like, well, you didn't do it on purpose.
Listen, lady.
But she was lovely. She got a more medication and she's been taking that. But she still is in a bit of pain. And so today, this is a bit, because I can sort of get behind the cow and the horse. This is a bit that blows my mind. Hopefully that she's going to go in today and she's got a on the tooth that they put in, she's got a cap. And they're going to take that cap off and then they're going to whack out a Phillips head screwdriver. Because there's a screw in there, and just loosen it a little bit just to hopefully relieve some of the pressure and take the pain away.
So they take the horse and cow bone,
graft it onto a jaw,
and screw it in to hold it into place.
Mm.
That is a...
It's full on.
I mean, this might be a long shot here quickly too. 13, 10, 60, do you have animal in you?
Oh, I love it.
Because I've never...
Yeah.
Heard of that. I would have thought they'd use some sort of prosthetic bone or something.
I think they can, but this is the one they use for this one. Maybe because it does have to grow. So that's the fear. The cat's concern at the moment is that the body's rejecting the horse and cow. And my
fear
is...
What do they try next, though? Like a turtle?
I don't know. Maybe you have to get your favourite animal. What animals do you like?
Yeah.
But I'm just waiting for it all to die down, obviously because my wife is in pain and I hate seeing her in pain. But also, there's so many jokes I can't use yet.
Well, no.
No.
What do they say? Time and...
tragedy. Comedy was tragedy plus time.
Time, yes. Yeah.
But imagine when I can run home and like just hold out some sugar cubes for her.
Well, she could do that to you now. And you
wow.
You haven't had any surgery. Do you have animal in you?
You have a bit of animal in you.
Tanya in Victoria Point, you've got animal in you.
Good morning, guys. Yes, I do. I had a really nasty tooth extraction about a week ago.
Uh-huh.
And they put a pig skin graft in.
Right.
Inside your mouth.
Yeah.
Does that mean you always taste bacon?
No. No, it was pretty gnarly extraction, but about an hour to get the tooth out. Ooh. I had to split it in half. And a lot of pulling and bruising as a result. But yeah, it's a bit weird. They had to stitch a skin graft in there because they damaged the gum so bad.
Wow.
So they must just have pig skin for case.
On tap.
Yeah.
On tap.
Like,
well, they use pigs a lot because DNA-wise and biologically, pigs are actually very, very close.
Close to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Okay. Mm. There you go.
Yeah, no, it was pretty gnarly.
Can you feel it?
Recover with from it.
Yeah. With your tongue?
Yeah,
can you rub
moment,
it?
The sutures have come out and... I can feel some of the skin there. So it's pretty gross.
Wow.
That's amazing. Thanks for calling. Yeah. Natasha's on. Natasha. Hey, Natasha.
Hi, how you going?
Good.
Now, have you got any animal in you?
Well, it's not me. It's my daughter.
Oh, what's your daughter got?
She's got a bovine heart valve.
Wow.
From a cow.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Wow.
So she's got a cow's heart.
Well, just a bowel
piece of it.
Oh, well, no, not heart, not a heart.
Some piece of it.
I wonder, and I don't know. I don't know if your daughter is, but I wonder how a vegan would go. Would a vegan have to say no to getting?
That's a great point.
I have no idea.
Yeah, and
now that you're a cadaver, so but no.
And how's your daughter doing now? Is she okay?
Yeah, she's really good. Really good. She actually got a cow tattooed on her.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, of course. Does she eat cow? She eat meat?
Yeah. She does.
Yeah, right. Yeah. No, well, it's just all those things you have to think about. Now, your mum, I love it when your mum calls up, Stav. She's on.
Oh, my mum's got some animal in her.
Hi.
Hey.
No, I don't have. Paul, when he had to have the heart operation, he's got a pig's valve in his heart.
There you go.
So for about 3 months, I was calling him babe. Every time he whinged, I was walking around the house going, la, la,
la, la, la.
There you go.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105. Hey, it's Rita Ora.
Rita Ora, good morning.
Good morning. I love that little reel of all the songs. That sounds great. Thanks.
Yeah. We've got a special DJ, and that's just what their job is. They've got one job, and it's just to put people's sick tunes together.
We'll send it to you. You can use it as a ringtone.
Yeah, I want it every time I walk into a room.
Yeah. Hey, The Voice Generations, next Monday premieres on Channel 7 and 7 Plus. This is a world first. You are the first voice show to ever do this.
Yeah, exactly that. It's the world first ever thing. It's an amazing idea, to be honest, because it's like The Voice, but with an incredible twist. And it is what it says. It's generations. You see so many different versions of relationships, not just family ones, and it's all feel-good moments, show-stopping performances, tears, triumphs, I mean, you name it, because you can see there's so much backstory. You know, you've got grandparents, great-grandparents, like kids and young. It's just crazy how many different people there are in here.
Yeah, it makes it a lot more hectic if the band breaks up this time.
Yeah, exactly. Luckily, we don't have to be involved in that.
No, that's not your problem there, is it really? Hey, and of course, all the gangs there again, Jess, Keith Urban, Guy Sebastian, yourself, you're all there coaching away. I did see that a few weeks ago, Guy celebrated his 40th birthday. Did you all put in together, you, Keith and Jess, to buy him something special for his 40th? Or you don't do that at work?
Oh, yeah, of course we did. I mean, look, we're like family at this point, and I feel like every time I come back, it's so nice to be welcomed so well. And, like, you know, I look at Guy, Jess, and Keith literally like my brothers and sisters. So yeah, we have to do something special, and it was amazing. You know, I'm sad we couldn't all be there, but, you know, I heard he had a great time.
What'd you get him?
We all, it was all like a personal great video message that we all just personally put together. It was really cute.
Cheap.
Yeah, nice.
Very cheap.
Yeah, that's the way to go. Because we scramble here at work. It's probably similar to you guys. We all see each other at 4 a.m. in the morning, day in, day out. And you do get like a little family. And then we always scramble on a birthday to figure out what do you get someone, you know? Like, do you find it hard to buy for people, or are you someone who always has a good idea of what to get?
Yeah, well, for me, I always go straight to, like, the teddy bears. I think a teddy bear always is cute. And I feel like no matter how old you are, we always have a kid inside of us. So especially a human-sized teddy bear, I think that always gets it going. Because it's a lovely impact. You see at your door and you're like, oh, my goodness.
Actually, that is smart, isn't it?
It is good, unless the birthday party is a pub crawl or something where then you have to hoik around a full-size teddy bear for the rest of the night.
That is better.
Well, then you can just deliver it to the house, or it could be better. It could actually help.
Hey, now, so you're living in Australia at the moment, right?
Yes.
You're here?
I am.
How long are you planning
on? I am. I'm here for a while.
On staying for, because I've seen, and this is what I love about tabloids. I saw about a day ago they posted saying that you were out and about. Rita Ora looked overjoyed as she steps out to undertake an intense workout at the gym in Sydney. Now, I don't reckon you were off to the gym, because no one looks as happy as you look in this photo to be going to the gym for the morning.
No, I do. I love the gym. It actually is what I rely on to bring me sort of like energy and joy for the day. Yeah, I just walk to the gym every day. I love it. It's just down the road from me, and I say hi to like the locals. I've got the shops down the road and little supermarket. I've really just found my footing, I'd like to say, in Sydney.
Oh, love it. Well, you're welcome here as long as you want to stay. How does the new format work though? Because it is only 3 nights. So do you guys make teams in this round with the generations? Are you guys active with the contestants?
Well, it's actually just like a super fast version of The Voice. You know, it goes from blind to battles and straight to the finale. So there's only 3 stages, really. And so our teams aren't huge, but that means we have to be way more selective. So you'll see how difficult it can become, honestly, to get through to us.
Do you find it hard to knock back people who you can see in their eyes this is their absolute dream?
You know what? It's always hard saying not this time or basically being like, it's not going to work out. But again, it's not about just a simple no. This show is already a success to get onto anyway. And I think people don't know this, but you have to go through a lot of stages before even getting to us. So to be able to be on the show is already an achievement, you know. And so it's really a light, gentle sort of congratulations no. It's not like this isn't it for you. So, you know, and at the same time, so many people get to see you on The Blind. And it's one of the most highly watched shows on Australia TV. So to be able to even be on there is already, you know, you're winning, you know.
I've pitched this before, Rita, and I'm not sure if it was you I pitched it to, but I believe that The Voice, now that they're doing this world first stuff, I think The Voice should actually be blinds the whole way through. So you guys who are on the chairs, you don't, I know it kind of ruins the spin around thing, but you guys don't actually ever see the person until they've won.
Oh my goodness. That's actually really interesting, but you know, I don't know how they'd be, how we'd coach them if we can't ever see them.
Yeah. Blindfolded. Yeah. So you guys,
like a blind.
You're blindfolded the whole way through it. So even when you're in sessions with them, because all you need to do is hear their voice.
Right. Well, I mean, let's see. Why don't you test it out for us, like on YouTube or something, and then we can, like, you know, take it from you, and then you can own the platform.
Yeah,
and there it is. That's how you let someone down who's never going to make
exactly.
it. Good work. You've done it to me. Hey, we're looking forward to it. The Voice Generations next Monday is when it premieres, 7:30, Channel 7, 7 Plus. Rita, or a pleasure. Thanks for coming on this morning.
Yeah, love talking to you guys. Thank you so much.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Alpha Bucks tomorrow, $10,000 on the line. Here is your answer to make it easier.
Wombat.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
It is so bizarre. We are, I don't know whether you, I think a lot of people feel the same at the moment, that we are in exactly the same position today that we were that first day in March, pretty much, when Scott Morrison said there's a pandemic and we're going to lock down.
You could almost argue worse. And I know a lot of the retail people are saying it's worse because they're still having to be open, whereas when it was locked down, they were shut.
And at least there was some government assistance and there was stuff going on on there. A lot of people have been affected by it. I haven't been too affected personally in border closures and things like that that have happened. You know, there's a bit of issue between my sister was living in Melbourne.
Yeah, you didn't get to see their newborn.
Yeah, so it took a while for us to get to meet our nephew. But what I wanted to sort of mention this morning was what's going on in WA with those border closures at the moment and the dictator that is there. Premier at the moment. And I know it's not great. You know, everyone's talking about the Omicron wave that's come through Queensland and everywhere. And I think our health services are doing a bloody fantastic job.
Great job.
At what they've done. I think the vaccine rollout has helped a lot of that. Wherever you stand on that, you know, I think it's helped. We've had it in our house. You've had it in your house. Abby's got it in her house. Everyone seems to be doing pretty well.
Yeah.
But a massive toll has been taken on families that, you know, and I think the federal government needs to stand in on WA. And I'll just tell you one story that's happened in my family at the moment for this. And that's my uncle, one of my dad's brothers, has liver cancer. Now, WA shut their borders again at Christmas time, just before Christmas, when his sons were to go over and see him and they were going to visit him. And then so they weren't able to go over and see their dad for what they thought was pretty much going to be the last Christmas ever. So that got cancelled. Then they were trying to get over there to see him because he's quite ill. He's really, really sick. And these are boys who my dad's passed away. Another one of their brothers have passed away. So he'll be the third brother in that family who passes. And these boys wanted to get over to see their dad, and the WA Premier then says, hey, February 5, no longer happening, but if you do want to come over for any, like, serious reasons, you still have to 14-day quarantine. So now you've got some boys who may never get to see their dad again because of rules that have been in place for all of this time.
Because I think you hear the compassionate ones, you know, they say you can get in on compassionate grounds. I always assumed that meant that foregoes the rest of the rules.
Well, you would have thought so, wouldn't it? Mm. You know, if you're going over because someone's in palliative care and then you say, oh, hey, you know, they've got a week to live, I'll go over and quarantine for 2 weeks and hope.
Mm.
Like, that's it's so pointless.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's so, it must be so frustrating.
Mm.
And I've just received a phone call this morning from my mother that my uncle hasn't made it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel so sorry for those boys. They were robbed of seeing their dad when they didn't have to be, because there is someone who is politically motivated over there, hiding under a blanket of I'm doing what's safe for everyone, which is just, at this point in a pandemic, is just a lie.
Mm.
It is a flat-out lie. There is no need for a border to be shut ever again. There is no need for any of that to happen, to be separating families. And I just wanted to say I am so sorry to anybody who has had to deal with this over the last couple of years. People who didn't get to say goodbye, people who didn't get to go to weddings, people who didn't meet grandchildren, children, nephews, nieces.
So I imagine they wouldn't even be able to make the funeral.
Well, they're still working through some details on what's happening on that.
Mm.
But there must have been so much heartbreak, so much heartbreak over the course of the last few years.
And globally too.
Absolutely.
Mm.
And I think we all talk about the numbers and we talk about all this and everything that's going on, but that is something mentally for so many families that hasn't been given enough discussion.
Mm.
And I think it is time. I know most of the states, and let's not forget, we were there 6 weeks ago or 8 weeks ago, whatever it was. Yeah. We're in exactly the same position. Mm. Something has to give on this. It cannot continue. And I'm not just saying that because it's affected my family. I'm just saying it because it has affected a lot, too many families now.
Mm-hmm.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
I'm not sure if this is just from the movies or if it's a real thing. But isn't there a law where you don't have to testify against your partner if you don't want to? Sorry.
Oh, no, I think...
You heard that one?
I think I've heard, and I think it does stand in Australia.
Right.
Where...
If you know they've done something, and the court says you have to come in and say that you know that...
Yeah, I don't think you can be forced to... Can we just do a quick Google on that if that's the same in Australia? It is a very movie-like theme.
You know.
The same as, like... I may or may not have been in a watch house once for a night out.
You were?
No conviction or anything. It was just, hey, you're too drunk. You need to have a sleep somewhere. And there was guys in there yelling out, I made a phone call. And the police are like, this is not law and order. That's not how it works. You're in Australia. We're going to wait till you sober up and then we're going to kick you out.
because I bring it up because over the weekend, an interesting story, and it's an interesting question to whether or not you would do it. And even 131060, actually, have you turned in a family member for breaking the law? Because this man is in Britain. And he was getting a little bit suspicious about his wife. She's a carer for a disabled person and earns a decent living doing that, but not enough to, just enough to get by. And then all of a sudden she goes, you know what, we should go to Mexico. And he's like, okay, cool. And then they're in Mexico having a party and he's like, she's spending a lot of money. Where is she getting all this? And he confronts her and he says, where are you getting all this cash from? She goes, oh, I got a bonus from work, so... I thought I'd lash out. He's like, all right.
What does an aged carer get a bonus for? Like keeping them alive?
Another year. Well done.
It's $5,000.
Thanks, Tanya. But then she was given away because she sleep talks. And he was lying next to her and she was mumbling something about money and troubles and, oh, what am I going to do? And just the way she was mumbling in her sleep, he was a bit suspicious. So he looked in her purse, found a whole bunch of cash, and the credit card of the disabled woman that she was charged with caring. And she'd been ripping off the, because she'd obviously given the card, say, get me groceries and stuff, keep me, you know, sustained. And she was skimming stuff off the top. So he went to the police and dobbed in his wife. He said he couldn't live with it. The fact that it was a disabled person as well, like, that's terrible behavior. She should be ashamed. So I went to the police, turned her in. And she had to go to court. She got fined. She didn't get any jail time. She got suspended sentence.
Yeah.
Had to go back home with him.
That would be hard. Not hard because they've clearly done a very, very bad thing. Mm. And that is a, you know, a horrible thing to do to someone who you're meant to be caring for, you know, misuse of their trust. But it would be hard because you wouldn't have thought that that was the person you've married.
No.
You know, like if I, that Esther did that, I would have such an internal struggle as to how did she get to that point, because that's not her.
Yeah.
So that's where it would be hard to dob them in, because you'd be like, what's going on with them to make them do that?
Yep. Yeah. And I think a lot of the time in that situation, it's different because he wasn't aware that she was doing it. There are some families where you know that one of the family members is in trouble and doing bad things, and maybe that's the one you have to resort to the police just to stop them heading down an even worse path.
Yeah. Know? I mean, drugs and stuff is usually a big one, isn't it? You know, where they have to do that.
Yeah.
13, 10, 60, I can't imagine how hard it would be for someone to have to turn in a family member.
I mean, the drive there would be very hard, but the drive back with them in the car...
Even worse.
Even worse.
Oh.
And like, you know, never, maybe in the future they would turn to you and say, thank you for doing that because it's what turned me around, but there's going to be a while there where there's no talking going on.
Also, that bloke is on a holiday paid from stolen money.
Yes.
If he doesn't, there's a chance he goes to prison as well.
Oh, maybe.
So maybe that comes into a factor of it.
Mm.
But 13, 10, 60, if you've ever had to do it... just checking too, spousal privilege means a husband and wife do not have to testify against each other.
Oh, right. But 90% of the time they want to.
Well, I guess if you've gone that far, you've probably got some sort of agenda, don't you? Hey, Luke, you've had to do it to a family member, mate. It must have been tough.
Yeah, well, I didn't really want to do it at first, but he kind of left me with the option. So, you know, it was a difficult one. Like, I really didn't want to do it, but I had to.
What was going on, if you can tell us?
So I'd gotten a letter in the Spur saying that I hadn't paid my a ticket for running an orange light. It said I got done for running an orange light. And
this is your little brother too. You're talking about, right?
Yeah. It was my little brother. Yeah, he's a little bit of a shithead. anyway, I looked into it, and it turned out that my little brother had been pulled over in Toowoomba. I actually live in Brisbane.
Right.
He'd been pulled over by the police. He ran an orange light.
Uh-huh.
And, so they gave him 3 points and maybe $500 fine. And then I found out that the car was registered in his girlfriend's name, but he got pulled over and then used my name.
Oh.
So then I tried to ring him. He never answered me. So my other little brother got through to him and said, look, just talk to Luke about it and try to organise something. You know, I said just pay the fine or whatever and then sort it out. Anyway, he wouldn't pay the fine, wouldn't do nothing, and I ended up getting a good behaviour bond for it. So I said to the police, I rang him and I said, look, I don't live there. It wasn't me. I didn't say, I knew it was him. I just said it wasn't me. So they looked into it. They checked the body cam footage and yeah, it was him. So they sent a letter saying that they're going to take the fine away.
So you've done it in quite a good way where you didn't say it was him, but you said it wasn't you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, well, I said I don't live there, so I didn't want to lose my license or anything because I've got a young daughter now. Anyway, that was fine. They sorted that out. And you would not believe it, I got another Spur notice saying that I was doing 130 in 100 zone. And it was him again.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But didn't the police check his driver's license?
No. So what he'd obviously done is he'd been pulled over and he just said, I haven't got my driver's license on me, and he's just given him all my details.
Wow.
Oh, right. And they just believed it was so forthcoming.
Yeah. So he did it twice, and then you can imagine how angry I was at this point.
Yeah.
The police station, yeah.
Hey, just out of curiosity, Luke, what is your last name in case I ever need it, mate?
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is he's a spitting image of me too. So, So when they took the body cam footage, they sort of figured, you know, put two and two together.
Yeah.
This guy looks very similar. So it was hard. I didn't want to do it. You know, like if he would have pulled me over and said, look, if he would have rang me and said, I've been pulled over, I'm freaking out. Can I use your name? You know,
I would have said no because that's illegal.
Illegal.
I would have said no.
Yeah.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Ab's away today, so we've brought in our producers.
Mm.
We've got Ash and Nat in here, and it's not that I don't think you'll know anything about this subject, Stav, but you won't know anything about this subject.
Is it physics?
No. You'd be no more
geography.
Of that.
I'm terrible at geography.
There's something I've noticed, and that is, correct me if I'm wrong, but fashion at the moment, the midriff is back showing.
Correct. Oh, she's well and truly back in, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Like, when I think midriff times, I think back to, you know, Christina Aguilera, her genie in a bottle mm-hmm. days when she was getting into that. Mm-hmm. You know, low, the jeans were super low.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, and going back further, in the original I Dream of Jeannie, when you say genies and she was a genie.
Yes.
They weren't allowed to show her belly button on television.
Well, that's interesting that you say that, because Britney as well, she was into that. But what I have noticed, the midriff has returned to fashion, but the belly button isn't showing.
Oh.
And you're all wearing, the fashion is like the belly button is just covered.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So it's just, it's like, I know that like another 5 mil and your belly button would show.
Boop.
But I want to know what it is about the belly button and why the belly button's being hidden these days.
Well, I mean, the fashion circulates, always comes back around. The 90s are well and truly back in, is, yes, high-waisted mm-hmm. and a midriff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Me personally, I love high-waisted and I love a midriff. I think a belly button is too aggressive.
Oh, aggressive.
So people are going with the trend.
Yeah.
And they want to show the midriffs, they want to show all of that, but a belly button is too aggressive for modern day era.
Don't they realise what they're doing, though, for men? This is what happens all through culturally, you know, when you go to Africa and the African village people aren't wearing any clothes, men don't look at the boobs because they're not covered. If you cover up your belly button, when you pull that bad boy out, we'll be like, look at that, that's an innie.
Can I just say that is a stab statement?
Yeah.
And you can't throw that blanket over all men.
I think you can. Please. Ooh, that's an outie.
Because the other thing was, the belly button as well was for years and years was also pierced.
Pierced, yeah.
So that was it was always showing off. Like I remember girls at school, like in grade 10, whether they did it secretly behind their parents' back, but all the belly buttons got pierced.
Yeah, maybe it's the allure of keeping men guessing. Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Well, see,
are you a clone? Are you not?
For me, I look now and it looks like you don't have a belly button.
I honestly do think it's so that females can get away with wearing midriffs and high-waisted things without feeling too provocative, I think.
Right.
You've been quite quiet.
Yeah, I was very much like a belly button person when I was younger. I had the piercing and I'd wear those low-rise jeans and stuff. Mm. But now I'm 31, nearly 32. I don't think, and it doesn't sit how it used to. Like, it's just not as hot for me.
Yeah, right.
You need to be very toned to be able to show your belly button. But this bit up here, it's kind of...
You can get away with it.
It's less flabby. So it's like, yay. So
maybe
like
that's the thing that I hang out with 30, mid-30-year-old women now.
Yeah.
Maybe if I was back at 18, maybe the 18-year-olds are still showing off the belly buttons.
Yeah, because is it a way to avoid muffin top?
Oh, yes.
Yes, right. Yeah, that makes
sense. That's why high-waisted is so good. It just sucks everything in.
Mm-hmm. So
it's all these people that used to do it in the 90s. Just a little higher up.
Doing it now. Right. So you do become, I guess, scared of showing your belly button.
Kind of. I just think I'm too old to be doing that now. Like, it's not... Like, even my swimwear is above the belly button now.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So, but you still want to just show a little bit of something through the middle there.
Yeah. You still want to know. You still got it.
Yeah.
But not as much as you used to.
Have you, and I'm fighting it badly, and I nearly joined the club on the holidays.
Yeah.
A rashie. Yeah, see, once a man wears a rashie, you're what?
Just a dad. Just a dad.
You could say that without the horror in your voice.
Do you do like the zinc on the nose as well?
No. I didn't. I haven't worn one yet. Okay. But on the holidays when we went to Woodgate, I was, because I am, like, you know me, I've got two settings. I'm either albino or I'm lobster.
Mm.
When I was putting on sunscreen for the 1,000th time, I was like, maybe I just get a rashie. And then Esther looked at me as if she was about to vomit.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay.
Hang on, Maddie, I might have a counter offer. How about, to keep you nice and youthful, we'll get you a midriff rashie.
And that's what I've got.
No belly buttons. Yeah. No belly buttons.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
I'm not sure how I feel about this, Maddie, because I have changed. And it might be for the better. It's early days, right? But we'll see. But over the weekend, we had our Australia Day party. Because we didn't want to do it on the Wednesday because then everyone's going to work on Thursday.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have a traditional one that we've known for years and years, and it's all my high school friends, all the boys from high school, and we go around the Chad and Jen's house, and they put on a great spread.
Same house every year?
Same house every year. Yeah. It's been the same house for, I don't even know, I can't even remember how many years we've been doing it for. Human pyramids in the pool. It's a great time. A bit of backyard cricket normally gets played. There's skateboards going up and down the street. It's just a fun time.
How long does the cricket last? Because I always feel the idea of the cricket is more pleasurable than the playing of the cricket.
I think it varies. We've had games that went for hours. We've had 5-day tests. And then we just had the quick 2020s.
Yeah.
But it's a big day. It's a big event in our social calendar because we don't see each other that often. And all the boys come together and the girls. There's millions upon millions of people. And it is generally considered to be quite a large evening.
Yeah, well, there is a point of doing it. But I'm saying, you know, it's a party.
And I do have a reputation.
Do ya? Do ya?
Yes. A small reputation, as if there is a party going on, I will party.
You're last man standing.
I am.
That's, you are, if you want to have a big night and you're out somewhere, gravitate to staff. You're the guy when people are walking towards the cab line, you're going, come on.
The sun's almost up. Like, what's the point now?
Yeah.
You know?
It's impressive, though. Stamina is something that when you die, we should absolutely cut you open and try and work it out.
Like, for instance, the last time I went, we missed last year because of COVID, but the year before, I think I left at 3:30, maybe 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my God. What time does it start?
11 o'clock in the morning. Left my phone behind, left, like, clothes behind because there's a pool there as well. Yeah. It was schmozzle, absolute schmozzle, but great time.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Now, the change has occurred because this year, right, and I'm not sure I even know myself. I am doing the charity fight for a cause.
Yeah.
And this week is actually my first week of training, and I'm taking it very seriously. So on Saturday, I drove to the annual Australia Day party.
Now, is that hard because you want to have a drink, or is it hard because you realise what you're all like when you get to that point?
No, hard because I wanted to, and because it is such a, doesn't happen very often, it's like, yay.
Yeah.
But I didn't mind, I liked being sober there for a change, but I did notice, I didn't stay as long as I normally would have till 4 o'clock in the morning, but I did see the change occur.
Because it's fun for about 5 minutes, but then being in drunk conversations sober, it's not, that is not fun. I can't do that.
The thing you notice the most is the repetition.
Yeah.
You know, and you're like, yes, we've had this conversation. Oh, we're having it again.
Yeah.
Oh, we're having it again. You know.
Yeah. Which is fine when you're on the same level.
Yeah. When you're with it, because then you just have the same conversation back.
Yeah, completely. It's like when you meet a group of F45 people. Like, that's all they talk about. And if you don't do F45, you're like, oh, well, there's no point in me being it.
It's like hanging out with vegans.
Yes. Yeah.
But they took one step further. Because, yes, I was there, and I went to catch up with everyone, but my mate Danny Boy was up from the tweet, and he brought his daughter Chloe, and Chloe and Rory are best friends, and they don't get to see each other very much, and especially since all the borders were shut, so I was like, well, come along, you can catch up with Chloe as well. But I think my friends took it a little bit too far, because when I left about 4, and God bless them, Dan and Kat were like, well, you're going home? I was like, yeah. I'm like, well, we're staying. I was like, yeah. Take our kid.
Oh, that's fair enough.
Like, take our kid with us, please, and she can stay at yours. I was like, fine.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, guys, I'm going. And someone else goes, oh, Stab, you going? I was like, yeah. Going anywhere near Garden City? I was like, am now.
Oh, no.
So I went from being the guy who's normally last man standing, normally, you know, in the backyard, still drinking when everyone else is asleep.
Your mum's taxi now.
To a soccer mum.
Oh no!
You guys say have a good time. I'll take your kid. You'll be fine. And yeah, come on. Anyone else? I'm going Garden City. Anyone else want to?
Worst part of that is next year when you turn up and you've got beer under your arm, everyone's going to be like, oh no, Stav's drinking. How are we getting home now?
He's a nightmare.
Oh, sorry, buddy.
I know. I hate myself.
Stav, Abby, and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Phone home.
Hey, remember when your phone used to ring and it sounded like this?
Yes.
everyone would reach for their pocket, would they?
Yeah, everyone's thing was the same.
But the iPhone ringtone is that now.
Mm.
But the cool thing about the Nokia 3310 back in the day was not just Snake, which it's impressive that you completed it.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
It was the birth of song ringtones, but it was always in that tune. Mm. Like now when someone's ringtone goes and it's a song, it's the actual song playing.
Yeah.
So we're going to play you some Nokia ringtones from back in the day. You got to try and tell us what the song is. 13 10 60. We need some people to get involved right now.
All right, one person getting involved is Ryan in Waterford. Morning, Ryan.
Morning, guys. How you going?
We're good. Are you ready to hear your Nokia ringtone and guess what song it is?
All right, let's give it a crack.
All right.
I'm never going to give you up. I don't know the name of it, but that's the words.
That is the name of it, Ryan.
You've been rip-rolled, baby. Yeah. Great, good on you, buddy. Nice work. Hey, Lindsay.
Morning.
Did you ever have the old Nokia 3310?
I did.
What colour?
The like grey one.
Yeah, I had a red one.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's flash. I thought I was the shiznitz, Lindsay.
with your Nokia and your mullet.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Tell us if you can tell us what this song is. Now, this is a more modern song.
Okay.
Nokia-fied.
I feel like I know the song, but I'm not going to get it.
I reckon you do. No? You want to have a guess?
No. Early in the morning.
It is.
Yeah. Do you also remember when Nokias, they upgraded and you could actually, it was the first Nokia, I can't remember what model, but it had the voice recorder on it.
Oh.
And then you could set whatever you'd voice recorded to be your ringtone as well.
What a time to be alive, huh?
Yeah, I used to mess with my mates on that too. Be like, oi! Phone's ringing.
I actually pulled out an old magazine because I collect Empire magazines. I pulled one out from 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And in the back, it's got all the ads and it's got the page where you can buy the ringtones.
Because you'd put a code in, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were like 25 cents or something or a dollar.
God. Yeah. Hey, Cheryl.
Hey.
Hey, here we go. We're going to play a Nokia ringtone. See if you can tell us.
I knew that last one, so I hope I'll know this one.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Right, here we go.
Okay. And I'm toxic.
Yeah, Cheryl. Hey, Cheddar. Nice work. All right, Josh and Brown's Plains. You're our last player, mate. You ready for this one?
Yeah.
All right,
we'll
now
give
this,
it a crack.
This is old school. Here we go.
Would that be Sandstorm?
Yay! That one actually sounded like someone was playing it on the keyboard.
Yeah, well, when you hear the original, it's not that they had to change much, is it?
Yeah, no, not at all. Good on you, legend.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Another show draws to a close. Stav, Abby and Matt, take a moment to reflect.
As a parent...
Mm-hmm.
We all do it. We use the 5-minute rule.
Mm.
And it's always in 5 minutes. You've got 5 minutes. 5 minutes more.
Yep.
5 minutes is up.
It's your 5-minute warning.
I'm 5 minutes late. I'll be there in 5 minutes.
5 minutes away.
We're staying for 5 minutes. But 5 minutes as an adult, it can vary. You know, there's 5 minutes is infinite time. So. Technology's ruined it because now when I say to Eden, my 4-year-old, hey, babe, we'll go in 5 minutes, she goes straight to the kitchen and says, hey, Alexa, set a 5-minute timer.
So does Rory.
5-minute timer starting now. And then I have to try and sneak in and go, hey, Alexa. Hey, Alexa. And you got to get real close to it. And what happens is you go, hey, Alexa, cancel the 5-minute timer. The problem is,
yeah,
Alexa ain't smart enough. Cancelling 5-minute timer.
Damn!
Eden comes barreling down the hallway. So, Alexa, thank you for all that you do. But on this one, no thank you.
I wonder if there's a way, because you can, like, fiddle with them, where you could set it so that sentence sets a 10-minute timer.
Maybe.
Have a look at that.
Yeah, have a look. Mm.
I think everyone's got that thing when they go shopping where, I know, a lot of people go with a list, but some people just go off the cuff, and some people just have that one thing that you just always grab. And for us, I don't know about your kids, but my daughter, the weekend that she did the classic, and she's lost her sense of smell.
You know what's interesting about that? Because I said to Esther when she had COVID too, my wife, I wonder if Abs will do this. If you lose your sense of smell and taste, I would just eat healthy as hell.
Oh, yeah.
Because it doesn't matter anymore. You know, like, I eat chips
You like the taste and smell of.
I like the taste in KFC.
Yeah.
But I become vegan, you know, and just eat boring food.
Yeah, yeah. There is another rarer side effect where everything you eat tastes like crap.
Depends where you're eating it from, I reckon, in that situation.
Maybe that's just your partner's cooking.
Yeah, yeah.
But apparently, that can happen.
Brisbane wakes up with Staff, Abby and Matt on B105.